More than a decade after he was last seen in public, former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega was in a Miami courtroom today. He's due to be released next month from the federal prison near there where he spent the last 17 years. Federal prosecutors want to extradite the 72-year-old Noriega to France. But outside of court, his lawyer, John May, says Noriega wants to go home, to Panama.
The only interest he has is to spend time with his grandchildren, to enjoy his retirement from the military. As far as we know, there is no political movement ready to embrace him in Panama. You'll have to talk to the people there.
That was Manuel Noriega's lawyer, John May, and we're joined now by NPR's Greg Allen, who was at the hearing earlier today. Welcome, Greg.
Hi, Michelle.
First of all, as we noted, this is Manuel Noriega's first public appearance. How did he look in court?
Well, it's the same Manuel Noriega that we last saw more than a decade ago when he was convicted, and I guess he had a few hearings after that. He's moving a little slower now, but he still looks the same. He was wearing a military uniform, although in court he was wearing a large black coat over top of it because it was kind of chilly for him. He spoke through a translator, does not speak English still after 17 years. And the interesting thing there was it was a very much of a deja vu experience for many of the people there. It was the same courtroom where he'd been tried and convicted 15 years ago. Some of the same lawyers were involved, some of the same courtroom personnel, so it was a real kind of a flashback for everyone.
Greg, walk us through this extradition battle. Why does France want him?
Well, Noriega was sentenced in France for money laundering charges to 10 years in prison. That was back in 1999. He was tried and convicted in absentia. So earlier this year, France submitted an extradition request. The Justice Department said that they are now putting that request forward to the judge, and they hope to have it approved by the time that Noriega is released in September.
Now, as we heard, Noriega wants to go home to Panama. On what basis is he fighting this?
Well, of course, in Panama, he's also was convicted in absentia to some crimes, murder and human rights violations. But he says he wants to go back and fight those convictions. And his lawyers say that under the Geneva Convention, he has every right to go back to his home country of Panama. As you might recall, Noriega was declared a prisoner of war when he was tried in the early 90s. And under the Geneva Convention, it says that if someone has served their time, a POW is supposed to go back to their home country. And that's what his lawyers are asking for.
Greg, I just want to follow up on that. POWs can't be extradited.
Noriega's lawyers say under the Geneva Convention that is correct. They have to be sent to their home countries. They say if Noriega is to be extradited, that request should be sent to Panama. Now, the U.S. government hasn't responded to that directly, but in some of their briefs, they've suggested that there's a more recent law, something called the Military Commissions Act, which was passed last year, which says that in court proceedings in U.S. courts that involve U.S. Government personnel, the Geneva Convention, I think specifically, cannot be applied. So we'll see how that plays out as this whole process goes forward.
Very quickly, Greg, what happens next?
Well, the magistrate judge today said he will hold an extradition hearing next month, but he's deferring to Judge William Hoover, the judge who originally tried Manuel Noriega and has decided to become involved in the case, and we'll hear some of these issues about whether he is indeed a POW and whether he can be extradited because of that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
That was NPR's Greg Allen speaking to us from Florida.